Good morning. Happy New Year. Oh, yeah, and happy birthday, too.
That's a good one.
We'll see how happy it is. We'll get to the end of this, and I'll figure out how happy that is. Our Old Testament lesson today comes from Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, from the 64th chapter, the first 9 verses. Listen for the word of our Lord. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to our adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God beside you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. Sisters and brothers, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Welcome to Advent. That wonderful time of the year where we really are all interested in just having a simple countdown to Christmas. We have the candles here so that we can do it. I remember as a young boy, much younger than you guys, I would look, and every week I was so happy to see one more candle lit, because that meant we were one more week closer. Closer to school being out, closer to Christmas morning, all the great things about Christmas. And I couldn't understand, and today I still have difficulty with this idea of Advent. I just thought Advent was a way of, this is the walk-up. You know, this is the thing that gets you to the place you really want to go. That this season is all about getting us to Christmas. Over the years, I have had difficulty trying to figure this out and understand and kind of keep things say in their proper order. I, like all of us, immediately want to jump ahead, or at least make it a countdown to then. Let's quit calling it Advent. Let's just call it pre-Christmas. This is the pre-Christmas party. You know, we're getting ready. And I am so guilty. The Grinch. How the Grinch stole Christmas. It came on. Not the weird one with the people in it, with costumes on. I'm talking about the one, the right one. The cartoon where you got to watch it every Christmas. And when it comes on, you know Christmas is here. When it came on the other night, my wife said, oh, we need to watch. Oh, no, you've seen it a million times, and I'm going to see it a million and one. That's Christmas. I'm there. Think for a moment of the thing that you see or do or hear or watch that sets you in the mood for Christmas. Perhaps it's all the beautiful decorations in church, perhaps the candles or the tree. Or maybe it's just all the Hallmark movies where everybody gets what they want for Christmas and it makes you all feel much better. Personally, I can't take that, but that's okay. That's a little more than I can do. The problem with Advent is it's not Christmas. And it is not the countdown to Christmas. Advent is supposed to be the thing that we observe where we become aware of why there is a Christmas. Now, Isaiah, this passage that we read from this morning, which, by the way, as I was reading it this past week, I really didn't want to talk about it today. I don't know why I planned it so many months ago, but guess what? Here I am. I'm stuck with it. It's a big Debbie Downer. It is a way downer. Isaiah has been carted off into away from Jerusalem and Israel as the whole country has been taken over by the Babylonians. All the smart people got carried off. The poor people were left behind to scratch whatever. And other people, not Israelites, were brought in to populate the land. The people were in exile and mourning. And Isaiah is mourning also. Isaiah is mourning and trying to put some sense to why God is quiet and far away. That is what Advent is all about. It's God being quiet and far away in a time that is so troubled. It's a time when the Israelites have been taken away from the land that they thought should be theirs forever, that God had given to them forever. But the people sinned, did not listen to God. God intervenes, let someone take over. The homes they lived in are now inhabited by other people. Isaiah does not know how. He does not know how to feel other than sad and confused and upset. Professor of Old Testament at Columbia Theological Seminary says of the, his name is Dr. William P. Brown. He says, this passage is a cry of pain seeking understanding. Isaiah is in pain. He hurts for the absence of his Lord, his God. He hurts because of the world around him is falling apart or has fallen apart. This is probably the best understanding of who we should be during Advent. The world has fallen apart around us, or is falling apart around us. You see, God is far, far away, and we cry out, God, when? When will the wars stop? When will the hatred stop? When will people stop being mean to each other? When? You have promised it. It's been thousands of years. And when we start asking these questions, that's what Advent is asking us to do. We flee. We run. We go to the cartoon of how the Grinch stole Christmas. And we see a nice happy ending, and we're happy again. The Band-Aid is on the wound. But perhaps if you're like me, when you have memories of both parents dying during the middle of Advent, you don't even want to think about Advent so much anymore. There's too much stuff wrapped up in all of that. It hurts. And the whole world is going to Walmart to buy bunches of presents for everybody else. And looking forward to Christmas morning when you get to really celebrate and have that great time. Advent is the Debbie Downer of all church holidays and seasons. There is a reason for it, though. A big reason. Because how Can we really understand how much we need God? How much we needed Jesus to show up to begin with? How much we need the presence of God in life? If we don't feel the full weight of God's not being with us, we just take it for granted now. Jesus came, the Spirit's here, we're good, Jesus is right around, we're all good. But when we do what the Israelites did thousands of years ago, when we take it for granted, we stop. We stop feeling that presence. Maybe not all at once. No, not ever all at once, but just a little bit, day by day. We don't pay attention to God. We have a life. We're busy. We're raising kids. We're trying to get them through college. Holy cow, we're going to pay for that one. And then when they get to college, oh, how are they ever going to get out? They don't know how to study. What's wrong with them? You know, make those A's. Get going good. Get a great job. That's what they got to do. And you do all of that. And one day, you remember you forgot God the whole time. The Israelites found out about it when their homes were taken and they were shipped far away. This is not a great message to send you out to feeling raw. Let's sing some Christmas carols. Let's have fun. This is talking about something we all need to be doing. Especially during this season of Advent. Is wondering how we need to grow closer to God. How do we need to listen to God? What am I going to do to listen to God so that God is not away from me ever? How am I going to change my life so that I can truly accept the great gift that is Jesus Christ coming to earth that we can certainly celebrate, but we can't celebrate it unless we're going to take advantage of it. And to take advantage of it, you have to take stock of where you are and figure out how to get closer to God each and every day. Our relationship with God is a balance of giving thanks for forgiveness, for the glorious gift that Jesus gives, and balancing that with the knowledge that sin is still abhorrent to God. Yes, we are forgiven for our sins, but it is not a cheap grace. It is a big gift from God. Isaiah opens his heart to God in exactly the same way that we should. Pleading, why? What? How? Help. And what does Isaiah ask for? He wants understanding. He wants God to understand the pain that he is feeling in this separation. The difficulty. Knowing that he and others have done wrong, that this has come, he wants to understand and wants God to hear from him. I get it. They forgot to pray with God, listen to God, speak to God, and give thanks to God. And now they are hurting. Before they spent all their time lifting up, now that everything has gone bad, they're lamenting. Isaiah wants to let God know that he understands. And wants God to know that it is a real understanding of what's there. Isaiah, like all of us, wants recompense. He wants to have those who captured the Israelites be brought down. He wants the Babylonians to be pushed off the face of the earth. But he also wants truly the most important thing that we should look for. Forgiveness. Forgiveness of our sins. Forgiveness of the sins of people who are around us. Our loved ones. He wants to be restored through forgiveness with God. If we skip this season of Advent, we rob ourselves of the opportunity to grow very, very, very close with God and to keep the place that we are supposed to be right square in front of our eyes, looking to God all the time, seeking God's pleasures for us. If we skip by the cry of pain seeking understanding, we will miss out. We will miss out on the glorious, joyful things that God wants to give us. All of us, because indeed, we are God's own. Today and tomorrow and next week, and 3 weeks from now, and 4 weeks from now, and 6 months from now, we are still God's. The question is, how close will you be with God 6 months from now? 6 weeks from now? 6 days from now? Or 6 hours from now? Happy New Year. Happy Advent. Let's all work hard to make it the best one ever. I give thanks to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.